All right. It's 12:22, and this is a very, very...
Powder keg.
Very, very interesting day. Where Jason reported, and again, I don't want to put words, so you tell everyone just to keep him abreast of the situation.
Well, again, what I reported, I guess it was around an hour ago, is that from sourced information, here's what I'm hearing, that there was a scan done previous to this week, a couple of weeks back, that disclosed a fracture of some sort in the back of Carson Wentz. That is what it showed, some kind of micro fracture. I'm not sure to what exact degree. But what I've been told and what I'm hearing is that the quarterback, Carson Wentz, was not notified of that result from that scan. I am also told that front office was notified. But again, the quarterback was not notified. And also that Doug Peterson, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, was not notified of that result as well. This is what I'm hearing. And where this goes from here, I don't know. From sources, I hear there are other medical situations of issue, which I won't get into now because they're not important at the time. But that there are players that know, and it is not being received well in that locker room of the Philadelphia Eagles, because you have to have implicit trust in your medical staff, in your organization, that they handle your health and how they handle your diagnosis, discovery, course of action, rehabilitation, and everything. It's a violent sport. And if you don't have that, and that is damaged, then it's a major issue. And that's where it stands right now. Is that cleared up?
Yeah, definitely. Now, here's the deal. So here's what you need to know. That medical staff is in its first year. It's inexperienced. So that, again, what you're saying could certainly come out of being inexperienced at the NFL level.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the lead doctor does not travel. Is your only physician that doesn't travel with the team in the entire league.
It's bizarre.
It is. I don't know why that's good.
It's not an empty seat. You can't take the jump seat on the plane?
No, you know what I mean? I don't know why that's good. I don't know why you would do that. Anyway.
One other thing real quick.
Yeah.
Again, from sourced information, this person did tell me, in Doug's press conference after the Dallas game, he did say he had to be careful with what he said in regards to some medical things with the team and how he termed it. He verbalized that. So we'll go back and see if we can find that particular exchange. But a source did cite that to me in what I'm hearing.
All right.
610-632.
And you go back, listen, like when you go back and look at all the injuries from this season, what you're saying makes a lot of sense when you look at all the inconsistencies, how these guys were either out for longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they came back. I mean, the Ajayi thing, if you're not an experienced medical staff and you're making football decisions.
That was a back decision as well, if you recall.
Jernigan.
Remember he was playing with the back?
Jernigan. You remember?
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we'll talk to Derek Gunn coming up in 3 minutes, who, of course, is embedded with the Eagles, see if he's got any information to add further on what he's hearing. But let's go to E right now in Philly on the Fanatic. How you doing, E?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you?
Hey.
Hey, man. It has been a long time since I talked to you. And first of all, welcome to the Midday Show. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a minute since you came over.
Thanks,
man.
My brother.
You listen, man. Condolences to you for having to live through all that you had to go through yesterday. That had to be the worst amount of calls I have ever heard in my life. I thought you was about to jump off the bridge. I thought Jason was going to bungee jump and catch you. Like, dude, what in the hell was that?
I was Mel Gibson.
The week we're having. Filippo is up, then Carson's down. Now he's got a back injury. Like, yo, what's up with our boy? I feel so bad for this dude.
I know.
Like he said, it's like the Super Bowl is like a mirage. You know what I mean? Like you're on the horizon in the desert, and you think there's a glass of water there, and then you get closer, and it's still further back, and you get closer, and it's more further. That's how Carson is right now, man. I feel for this dude.
You're right.
But I'm still on his wagon, though. I don't care what anybody says. I am still on the Wentz wagon. I'm still at Carsonville, Pennsylvania. We still shutting it down and got the dog faces on. We still hungry for a championship. That is still our boy, our man, 50 grand, pots and pans and all. It's Carson. But damn.
I know.
My back is cracked. What do you expect me to do?
Oh, man. I
can't get out of bed with a sore back.
Come on, man. First of all, I come back too early for two pairs, not just one. So I'm working through mechanics. I don't have my boys in my ears. And now I got a cracked back. And you want me to carry this whole squad with less weapons? Come on, cuz.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, good point.
And it's not that we're comparing. Listen, we are comparing Wentz with Foles. But the thing is this. Because one is successful, that doesn't demise the success of another. They're both successful for the team. But there's no comparison between these guys. They know their franchise and backup. So why are we having an argument? Why are we having an argument?
Yeah.
They know. You go to Foles, he'll say, I'm the backup. I won a Super Bowl. You go to Wentz, he said, this is my team. I got respect for Foles. Why are we arguing? It's stupid.
Yeah. Well, we're fighting a civil war right now as Eagle fans. That's been the case. The division of...
Although that's changing now.
This is bringing us together.
Because we'll have a common enemy, and that's the front office.
Yeah.
All right, so I ask you the question. Tyrone, think about this too. Andrew, what's the motive for the front office to keep that news from Carson that he...
And the head coach.
Well, the head coach's the head coach. Let's just go to Carson first.
Okay.
Why would you imperil the franchise quarterback?
That's the one thing that I look at and I go, man, that just doesn't make sense. I can't find a motivation that's positive in that regard. Is D-Gun ready?
Tyrone? If it's true, it could be to devalue Carson in a negotiation for a new contract. So they imperiled his health to give him a lesser contract? If it's true, that's the only motive I can think of. He's injury prone. Look at his production. Blah, 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 blah. No, you can't get Matt Ryan money. That's the only thing I can imagine.
Okay.
Wow, man.
It's a sound theory. Let's get.
It is just sound. It would be the dumbest thing ever.
Short-sighted, too. Let's get to Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philadelphia on the Comcast Business Hotline. You see him on Quick Slants. You see him on Eagles pre- and post-game live. And he joins us right now on the Fanatic. D-Gunn, it's been a crazy day here. What are you hearing in regards to the Eagles and Carson Wentz and this back issue that he's having?
Well, I heard a few weeks ago that Carson may be experiencing some back problems. When I just started asking around a little bit about it, a few people say, well, where'd you hear that? And that was the extent of the conversation. Didn't think anything of it because he was playing. And, of course, he was playing relatively decent against the Redskins. So didn't really think anything of it because, as we know, players play with a various amount of injuries and ailments and just fight through them. So that was the extent of what I had heard about his back situation.
All right, so D, if you're hearing something, I mean, it's got to be known throughout team circles. Like the head, if you hear it, the head coach has to be aware of it.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, especially when it comes to who's up, who's down. Daily, weekly. I mean, the coach comes out, he tells us in the media daily, and I think Doug is as honest with us as he can possibly be in most situations without revealing anything that they don't want out at that particular time in-house. And in order for him to make that statement of who's up, who's down, he has to consult with a medical staff to find out what he's working with, how he's going to orchestrate practices, who he's going to implement in certain situations, just in case a player who's down on Wednesday may still be down by Saturday, or a player who's down on Wednesday might have the possibility of being up by Friday or Saturday. So, you know, coaches are in consultation with medical staff and trainers to find out exactly how his overall roster is shaping up on a weekly basis.
I reported earlier, Derek Gunn joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Derek, through source information. And what I'm hearing is that the team did know of a microfracture in Carson Wentz's back, but he was not made aware of the results of that scan. And apparently now some players are also aware of the situation, and it is causing quite the stir. Are you hearing anything in regard to that in your time down at NovaCare?
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to any players yet about your report. And I did hear your report initially, and it just blew me away that if there's any truth to this, I just cannot believe that Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, Joe Douglas would put a franchise quarterback in harm's way like that when you consider what it took to get him. They had not had a franchise quarterback since the days of Donovan McNabb. Has been basically a revolving door of quarterbacks here. And if you're trying to win another Super Bowl and you're trying to be a consistent upper echelon entity in the National Football League, I just can't believe they will put him in a situation where it could damage him even further down the road and cause a major setback in your bigger plans down the road.
Exactly. I've never heard of anything like this. Now, here's one thing, D. This is a first-year medical staff.
Okay.
All right. Do you know much about this medical staff?
No, except that I do know it's the first year. I don't know much, haven't seen much of them in any way, shape, or form. So I can't give you a lot of insight in terms of what they are and what they are not.
All right. So it's a first-year medical staff that I do know, and the head doctor, Dotson, does not travel with the team. And he's the only one within the league who has that set up. Now, I don't know about Jacksonville, because that was in London. That could have been a special game. But I was told that he doesn't travel with the team. So
yeah, that's an interesting situation, because most of the teams that I know.
Every team in the league does. Yeah,
exactly.
Every team in the league does. Now, I don't know. It's a new staff, and... But if you go back and you've been covering this team for a long time, man, you know your football. And the injury situation all year long has been really sketchy. Go back to Jay Ajayi going back into the game. Go back to Sproles and go back to Timmy Jernigan and go back to some diagnosis and then when guys were coming back, when they didn't come back. And it's been a particularly odd year. With injuries.
Yes, it has. And you know what? It kind of makes you wonder now, if there is truth to this story, are we talking about possible medical malpractice? Now, obviously, I'm not putting anything out there because, you know, we don't know the intricacies of what is and what isn't right now. We don't know how much is being covered up right now. But if these things pan out to be true, this medical staff could have some legal problems somewhere down the road with some of these things.
Yeah,
no question
about it.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah. With all these misdiagnoses.
I mean
Darren Sproles in particular is the strangest hamstring injury I have ever seen in all the years that I have covered this team. You've had him out most of the year. He comes back, and in one practice after being out, what, 8-9 games, he re-injures it his first day back in practice, and he's out another 2 or 3 games before he's good to go? I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, and look at the Tim Jernigan situation, too. Derek, I was also told through sources that there is another player that is currently on the shelf for the Eagles. There's some medical issues there as well. I don't want to go into it because I don't have enough information on it, but that this isn't an isolated incident. But the one we're focusing on is Carson Wentz. So I guess this is a weird question considering all that's being reported and talked about, but will Carson Wentz see the field again this year? I'd imagine no.
That's a great question.
Well, wait a second.
Is there any upside to playing him?
He's got a microfracture in his back. No.
Yeah.
But I will say this now. Other players in other positions in the time that I've covered this game have played with microfractures.
Jay Ajayi did.
Yeah. So, you know, it's possible you can play. It depends on where it is exactly. But it's you have the capability of playing. But when you're talking about the back situation, and as we know, I equate that to a windshield. You get a crack in your windshield.
Right.
If you don't get it repaired soon enough, it continues to expand.
Yeah, exactly. So let me clarify. When I say, no, he's not playing, it's because it's the end of the season and there's no way in the world. But the thing that's amazing to me is that this report that says they knew he had a microfracture didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
It takes it to a different level.
I will base this under this opinion. If it is true, there's some serious problems in the medical infrastructure over there at NovaCare. But I'm not going to speculate on it because I don't have enough information.
Right.
And now that this is out, you guys, me, as well as other media outlets as well, both locally and nationally, are now trying to dig deeper and find out more information. So until we can all gather more information and cross-reference, I'm not going to speculate right now in terms of
I feel you, Dave, because it sounds preposterous.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you risk Carson Wentz? Of all people, the guy you don't risk is the young quarterback who's supposed to be the franchise.
I mean, they were going
to
bubble wrap him his rookie year, make him the third string guy until they traded Sam Bradford.
Exactly. And I've been around Howie Roseman and Joe and all, you know, the whole organization, the mindset of Jeffrey Lurie, the Joe Banners, for over 21 years. And that's why when I heard the report, I'm like shocked. Initially, I'm thinking there's no way this is possible. Because I know how much Howie is gloating over the fact of how they strategically made this move up the ladder to get into that number two slot, to get what they saw and what we've learned to become a franchise quarterback. I just can't for the life of me believe that they would put him out there.
That makes no sense.
And further injure him.
No, it makes zero sense. Zero. It makes no sense.
There's one guy you don't mess with.
Dave, let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, let me ask you a question. Is it possible, forget all the other stuff, now St. Nick is back, is it possible he goes into Los Angeles as a double-digit underdog?
11.
And wins?
I knew you were going to ask me that question, Ed. And Barrett Brooks and I have been sat there and contemplated this yesterday, and here's my conclusion. When he did it last year, okay, they had lost Jason Peters, they had lost Darren Sproles, but they were still healthy in so many other positions.
Yeah.
They were rock solid in running back with LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi, and Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood were your number three and number four instead of being your number one and number two. They had not lost 3/4 of their starting secondary. You had one of the best nickel cornerbacks in the game for that particular year in Patrick Robinson. You had Pro Bowl offensive linemen sprinkled across the board last year. But this year you're down 3/4 of your secondary. Now Corey Clement is gone. You've never had Mac Hollins. You've never had your deep threat Mike Wallace. Your best middle linebacker is out. Your best strong side backer is playing with one hand with a
cast. Yeah.
And so when you add all this up, it's a great storyline. I'm not saying it's not possible that St. Nick could pull this off, but I'm saying if I were a betting man, if you asked me to put, if I was, my arm was behind my back being twisted, and you asked me to put a paycheck on St. Nick and the Eagles going into Los Angeles this particular Sunday to win this game against a Rams team that's one of three teams that is still undefeated at home, and a Rams team that's extremely pissed off because they were embarrassed on national TV by the Bears and gave the home field advantage back to the New Orleans Saints when they were in control in it, I'd say I'm making that bet against it every day.
Yes, I feel you. But you know what? If he does do it, wow, the story is mind-blowing.
Anthony, I will tell you this. Pump the brakes a little bit because I heard you all week talking about how good you felt about the Eagles going into Dallas.
Yeah.
And that there's no way the Dallas Cowboys can ruin your Christmas holiday.
Yeah, I know.
And even though the refs sucked, the Eagles still had plenty of opportunities to win that game.
They should have won the game.
They should have won that game. But yeah. I can also say this. If Dak Prescott doesn't throw those three picks, the Cowboys win that game by a landslide.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just factoring in Dak giving the ball up. Now,
yeah.
Listen, you're right. You know, you're right. Listen, I'm a non-believer. All right, I'm a non-believer like you. But D, real quick, how does Doug not run Darren Sproles between the tackles?
I don't get it. I still don't get that.
Why doesn't he use them?
Yeah, we talked about it last week with Derek.
I know. I talked about it all week last week. I swore that was the right thing to do. He doesn't do it once.
Darren Sproles is the healthiest offensive player you have because he hasn't played all year. I would have run him in the ground. With his quickness and his burst, to make it a change of pace more consistently, Darren Sproles, and we talked about this, to me, Darren Sproles should have had 10 to 15 touches at least.
Yes!
D-Gun, we'll be checking you out on Quick Slants and Eagles pre- and post-game live, man. Thanks for doing this.
I just want to say real quick, guys, you know, hey, don't forget to watch our pre- and post-game shows on Sunday. Pre-game show starts at 7 o'clock. And everybody who doesn't know by now, please download the new NBC Sports My Team app.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I got it. Yeah.
Our Quick Slant shows with Barrett Brooks and myself and all of our pre- and post. Plus, you can stream the game, Sixers and Flyers. You've seen the game as well. So I know you guys have it. I have it. Hopefully everybody out there gets it because it's a great after half.
It really is. It's awesome. They did a great job with it, too, man.
It's easy to navigate, which is huge. Hey, Derek.
You know what? There's not much free left in life. It's free.
Derek, safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. You guys have a good day, and thanks for having me on.
See you, my brother.
Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philadelphia, the real D-Gun NBCS on Twitter. Always a great follow. Jeff McClain tweeted this out, Anthony, that Carson Wentz is getting different medical opinions on his back going outside the Eagles medical staff per NFL sources. He did have a CT scan yesterday and is getting an MRI today, source confirms.
Yeah, that would be smart.
Yeah. He also did say that going outside the team's medical staff for a second opinion.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah, it's not abnormal. They seek both from inside and outside medical staffs. Carson Wentz's injury is just the latest injury. This year. He wrote a whole column about the oddities of some of the, and cites Darren Sproles.
I just went through it with D.
He wrote this on November 10th about the oddity of the Eagles' injuries. Maragos is listed here. And obviously, there's another chapter to be written. The Jai thing, I mean, he had the back issue and kept playing, played through it, and then ended up tearing his knee, which ended his season and probably cost him a ton of money going into free agency where for a guy that hasn't really gotten paid and is on creaky knees already. It's amazing.
All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
Adam Schefter. A recent CT scan on Carson Wentz's back revealed a fractured vertebrae that, if allowed time to rest, would fully heal without further expected issues. Sources tell ESPN. There will be a continued evaluation to determine if continuing to play this year will make the injury worse.
Well, there's no reason to put him back on the field this year. Given all we know, I'm not putting him on the field. There's no upside to it. Putting him out there to make the playoffs now, the juice is not worth the squeeze.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.